and welcome to Marooned at MacBite's headquarters. A day 381. That would have been much better, wouldn't it, if you could have heard me first? We've had a lovely conversation here, congratulating Tracy on getting in first.
That's what I do at work. You've heard me, haven't you?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
Hello, welcome to the Excel training course. I'm Mike from the IT training team. I'm still on mute.
Oh,
shall
no.
Try that again?
No, I wasn't on mute. No, it's the system. It's a long, complicated story that one day I am going to be able to share with you, but that day is not today. It's all to do with beta software. Oh, for crying out loud. Anyway, we're here now. Hello. Hello, Tracy. Oh, Tracy's got a video.
Tracy's been in a Tesla.
Oh, wow. And is this Tesla going to be acquired at all? Oh, how exciting. Let me have a look. Oh, look at that screen in the Tesla. Oh, I'm liking that. What's it like when it's really quiet? I can't imagine. You know, you turn a key, you get the engine. It must be really weird to be so quiet. Hello, Renee. You kissed our congratulations. Congratulations, Tracy. We knew it had to be you.
Mr. T driving?
Well, he's not going to let Tracy have a go, is he? Good grief, he's a man. Oh, that is amazing. I am liking that. Doesn't the dashboard look like totally clean? It looks like a sideboard. Amazing. I'm wondering. Oh, it belongs to one of the engineers. Yeah. Oh, wow. I was thinking it could be Dr. B, but it's not, is it? Kim's on hold on the phone for a new doctor. Never showed up for the telemed appointment. That's not great. It's amazingly sparse. It looks like that. It looks so minimalist. Oh, that looks amazing. One day, when... would that I live that long, actually? Let's just say
I've
that.
Got an
would that I live
car.
That long? Anyway,
haven't
we. I? What?
I've got an electric car.
Have you?
Well, they've got electric windows.
Oh, yeah. Well,
do you remember that electric window, that car? That Citroen?
Yes. Never again.
Yeah.
That's enough to put you off.
It had electric windows and they got stuck in the down position.
Why is it when they get stuck, it's always in the down position? Because that's exactly the situation with mine.
Yeah.
That's exactly what happened to mine. Not a happy bunny now. Anyway, Dr. B, you must be joking on his salary. Yeah, that's the trouble, isn't it? The only people who can afford these things have absolutely no need for them whatsoever.
Yes, I saw that, Renee. It was brilliant. I gave it 2 loves.
Oh, Mike showed it to me. I haven't managed to get into Slack, but it was stunning. Loving that. But the acceleration's worthy of a Ferrari. Oh, I'm now tempted, but, you know, it's just so expensive. And, you know, lockdown, where are you going? Where are you going? I was just saying to Mike, I see people on the news and they've got big, you know, no sound on. They've got big, broad grins on their faces. And I'm like, oh. So, doubtless the story is something along the lines of, there was something I wanted to do in lockdown and I couldn't do it. But now I can and I'm so happy. And I said to Mike, we're not hearing the other side. There were two stories and they were side by side. And I thought, well, at least they've given them equal prominence. One was like, I've been going crackers in lockdown and I need to not be in lockdown. And the other one was, now, how did they word it? Basically, be careful about with your mental health as you come out of lockdown, because you could have social anxiety then because you've got to mix with people. I'm like, there really is no pleasing people, is there? No pleasing people at all. You literally, I give up. I think you have to accept there are some people who have thrived in lockdown because they've not had to face bullying or, well, look at the thing that's going on in our schools at the moment. Do not go there. A rape culture, apparently, in our schools. Who knew? I mean, in my day, it was like, yeah, they'd twang your bra strap. But I think I can honestly say, each of the lads probably only did that once. The majority of them lived to tell the tale, but not all of them. Let's say that. I could look after myself. So some people, you know, might actually have found it quite nice not to go out and face grief. And they're not actually talking about that. It's just, I can go to the pub on the 12th. Like, okay, okay. The fact that you are so giddy about going to the pub on the 12th tells me all I need to know. Bye! How is it where you are? Let me know. Hello, Tony! Oh, you had the windows down as well. Oh, it was just fantastic, Tracy. I love it. I love the car as well. And I'm not big into cars, but I do like the fact that's like minimal. I like that. Quite strange for me to see it with driving on the other side of the road. But apart from that, mind you find that a lot of that here. People have forgotten how to drive. Apparently, they'd forgotten how to drive after the first 3-week lockdown. And it's gone downhill since then. Which, again, tells you all you need to know. So we love Renee's video. That is absolutely fantastic. I wonder if we could get that on YouTube without them complaining about the music. Oh, I shall have to ponder that. About 50k. Oh dear. I thought they were expensive when they were quoting 26. Is it worth 50k? No, you could buy a house in North Manchester for that. No, it's not. So I'll leave it be. Hello, Anthony. Isn't there something, and Anthony will know all about this, electric cars not making a noise and people are getting knocked over with hearing problems. So Anthony might know about that in relation to visually impaired people. Aren't there some rules about as it approaches, it has to make a noise? I've no idea what kind of noise, you know, like a giraffe noise. No idea. But it's all to do with accessibility, isn't it? It's a bit off that. I mean, if you can't see it coming, how do you know it's there? You can't expect guide dogs to be like, oh, just a minute, there's a car. We can't hear it, but there's a car. I honestly don't know. Let me know about that. What have we been up to? Oh, if you've looked at the mail, you will have seen backups happening here. Yeah, isn't it a mess? The desk looks like a bomb has hit it. I will give you the skinny on that. I got myself, Paul, if Paul in Ohio is going to come and join us, he'll be able to give us all the details. But I had in the sale, this was back Black Friday, Christmas, a 14 terabyte Western Digital drive. I am not keen on Western Digital, but price wise, I could for £145 have had an 8 terabyte Seagate. Or I could, for £165, have a 14 terabyte Western Digital. So, went the Western Digital way. It's not as fast as the Seagates, but I thought, right, we'll get twins, and then I'll put things like media that I download onto them. Anyway, we're getting to the stage that because we're doing so many shows, we've got marooned, we've got by request, you are probably looking at 70, 80, about 150 gig a week just on those shows. So drives are filling up. So I rolled out the 14 terabytes. I put all of the stuff on one and some of the stuff on the other. And then I thought, right, now we'll do the cloning. So I used Carbon Copy Cloner and I set it all up and it didn't work. It started to work, it started to copy, and then it stopped. And I thought, okay then, but when I say stopped, it took the entire machine down with it. Now, there is an issue with Western Digital, but neither of them individually were causing a problem. Plug them in together and then try and Carbon Copy Cloner them, they didn't like it. So I thought, fair enough. So I copied the rest of the stuff onto the first drive and I tried it again. No, still wouldn't have it, crashed the machine. So I thought, this is a huge problem. So I then, why the desk looks like it looks, I thought, right, I need a laptop that has got two USB ports on it, one for each drive. In fact, any machine would have done, but, you know, it didn't like the iMacs. So I pondered and I thought, time to roll out the venerable 2012 MacBook Air again. And I put one in one side, one in the other. That's what's in the picture. Carbon Copy Cloner, absolutely sweet as a nut. if this 2012 MacBook Air ever dies, I am so stuffed. Because this is the one that I roll out when I need to do something. It's got ports on it. It works. It can't be upgraded, I don't think. I think it can go to Catalina. But I don't think it can go any higher than that. And I've got a sneaking suspicion it's on Mojave at the moment. Let's have a look. Yes, Mojave. And you know what? It's quite happy on Mojave. And I'm quite happy with it on Mojave. Might leave it there. But honestly, it saves the day so many times. I'm not looking forward to a future on the Mac at this rate. I mean, if I can't back up a drive, and it's International Backup Day. Come on, guys, you could have just done it for me today. But no, they're not playing ball. They are, however, now finally working. But I don't know what will happen if I put them back on the Mac. They'll probably stop working. Right. You still hear them. The rolling sound of the wheels is still very clear. I just wouldn't have thought it was loud enough. Tony, have I tested Hook for craft out? And what's my conclusion? No, I haven't. I did try Hook ages ago and didn't really feel the need. So no, I haven't. Oh, Anthony says they're bringing something in that they have to make a noise when they're going under 12 miles an hour. I can see both sides of this. You know, you want it quiet, don't you? But I can also see that that is actually dangerous. For anybody, you don't just have to be vision or hearing impaired, do you? But I can see both sides. They experimented with different noises. If they used a helicopter or a spaceship sound, people would look up. So the best noise was basically a standard engine noise. Do you know, I can believe that. So they make it that this thing's totally silent. And then you realise that actually, I mean, when we had an engine, you didn't have a choice, did you? But people are now associating that, so you're going to have to fake put it back. I'm assuming you can turn it off on a motorway, though. Because it wouldn't really make much difference on there, would it? Thing is, then, though, mind you, I guess it's if it starts to go under, maybe it could automatically come on at like 30 miles an hour. But the problem with that is, of course, if it did, people would speed at 31, 32. So it was turned off and it'd probably be more dangerous. Do you know, you can't really legislate for stupidity, can you really? This is what it boils down to. As a driver, it's your responsibility to make sure you don't run over somebody, irrespective of what damn fool thing the person is doing. You know, kids running out into the streets, dogs running out into the streets. Irrespective of all that, it's your responsibility. But people don't seem to see it that way. It's their right to be on the road and their right not to have a noise. You know, I mentioned these people who are quite happy in lockdown. Yeah, put me down for that. Put me down for that. I'm enjoying myself. I actually feel what I haven't missed is when we would go to Catinian do's. Let me know if this happens to you. But people can be very judgmental, but in their own little mind, they are helping you. So as soon as Mike agreed to be president, there was somebody who was president. So this was August. There was already somebody who was president and Stuart was taking over after them. So we're looking at Mike had 8 months before he became VP, then a year as VP and then a year as P. So during that 8 months, as soon as it was like, oh, Mike's agreed to be my VP, the ladies started. Oh, we'll have to take you out, have your hair done, get some makeup, get some new dresses, get some new shoes. That is my idea of purgatory. So at first I was like, plaster a smile on and say, no, thank you, I'm all right. But because that's what they love doing, it went on and on and on. And I can honestly say to you, it was 2 years later. So Mike had been through his VVP year and we were through his VP year as well. So 2 years it had been shoe shopping, dress shopping, shoe shopping, dress shopping. I can't tell you how much I loathe doing that. That's worse than a visit to the dentist as far as I'm concerned, because I like my dentist. But I still smiled, put a smile on face. No, thank you very much. Till in the end, I completely lost it with my... Somebody else said, oh, we need to go dress shopping. And in fact, it wasn't just dress shopping at this stage. Oh, no, 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 no. Ball gowns. Just say ball gowns to Mike and he'll go white. Yeah, ball gowns. I can't think of anything worse. Anything at all. I can't think of. You know, we're tantamount to climbing a rope there. Ball gown shopping. Apparently, what you do, this was all new to me. All the ladies pile into the changing room and you get down to your skinnies while you put ball gowns on. And I'm like, there are no words for the degree to which that is not happening. And, you know, while we've been in lockdown, I can honestly say nobody has mentioned ball gowns or shoes for a social or anything else either like that. And I've loved that. I have loved that. I guarantee you, in fact, I will report back the first time when we are out of lockdown that somebody says, we need to go ball gown shopping. Yeah, in fact, you'll probably hear it from wherever you are. So I think there are people with maybe social anxiety who are like, well, OK, it might be a bit lonely in lockdown. Depends if you've got a family or not and if you get on with your family or not. But you've not had the pressure that will come back now in leaps and bounds because people are giddy at being let out. So does that happen to anybody else or is that just me? I mean, Mike's had it a bit in lockdown with his hair. I mean, it's a global pandemic. I think if your hair is long, apart from Renee, who's obviously... Renee had that planned years ago. The good lady doing your hair. Brilliant. Love it. Mike had to get to diabolical proportions before he let me near him. But now he's quite okay with it now. But to me, if it's a global pandemic and your hair is long, or, you know, in Mike's case, it kind of grew outwards, not downwards. You should wear that as a badge of honour. That you've not been out, not even for a hairdo. But no, it didn't happen like that, did it? People are just giggling at him. And I can honestly say Mike did not approve of that. He did not relate to that at all. Oh, Anthony thinks most petrol heads would want a good throttly engine noise. Can you imagine that you've got custom engine noises? Because you could have like an engine noise that's a standard, you know, engine noise, an average engine noise, put it like that. And then you could have like the Ferrari engine noise and a range of different engine noises, a bit like a custom ringtone, a custom engine tone. So you could maybe persuade people who can't see you that, you know, your car is better than you think it is. I can see it coming. It's going to happen. Custom engine noises. You heard it here first. Oh, I can imagine that. So tell me one thing that you've enjoyed in lockdown that wouldn't have happened without lockdown. Talking of lockdown, President Macron has put France into lockdown for another month. Complete lockdown, entire country, 1 month. He's not going to be popular, is he? A V8 with two tones for good measure. I can see it coming. It's going to happen. It is. Tracy said, so we had the windows down and masks on for safety's sake, but there was no engine noise whatsoever. So weird. That I think I would be freaked out. I think it's something, it's just one of those things that you expect. Not consciously, just like, a bit like if you were to get in a car and drive, not having driven for a while. It's automatic, isn't it? How old was I? Probably 19, something like that. I was 19 and I had a job at a local shop. So I sorted all of the papers out in the morning and gave them to the paper deliverers. It was a perfect job for me because it started at like 5 o'clock-ish and I was done by 8. So the rest of the day was me working on my degree. Anyway, I got ill. It was a kidney infection. And I could not move. Oh, where that had come from, I don't know. But it was one of the worst illnesses I've ever had. I literally couldn't move. It was one of those things that didn't actually get better. It got worse for like, I was out of action for almost 2 months. And it got worse as it went on. Till in the end, like my head was banging like a drum. I got no sleep. And you, if it was like you had to move, so you needed to go to the toilet, you were going to have to move. It'd take you half an hour to psych yourself up to move because you had to hold on to the walls. Your head was banging. You thought you were going to fall over. It was shockingly bad. Shockingly bad. So as I was in this state, it did get worse towards the end. And then it started to improve. So I hadn't driven for almost 2 months. But the second you get back in a car, you know, you put the key in the engine, you turn it, you expect an engine noise or it not to start, one or the other. And the rest just comes naturally. You don't actually think mirror signal manoeuvre and start with a gear stick or anything. It's automatic. So I can only imagine. I think it would take me a long time to get used to the fact there was no engine noise. But of course, I might choose to have a custom engine noise. Oh, Anthony says what he would have missed was this chat, marooned, and joining other groups that meet via Zoom. I totally agree. There are things that have worked really, really well. And we've all got to know each other far better than we would have done if it was just once a week. See, and even if we manage the dizzying heights of a Mac Bites every week, don't mention that to Jonathan. He might do himself a mischief. It would be one way, and this is bi-directional. So absolutely, I would have missed you guys. The lack of pedals and gear stick also freaked me out. So is it just a case of you like turn the key and then all you need to do is what? You don't need a pedal. It just goes. I don't know. I've never seen one. I'm assuming the steering wheel would work the same way, but that looked quite compact. That looked like when my mum was trying to learn to drive, an idea that she gave up, sagely gave up. When she was learning, she was only tiny, and she said the steering wheel was too big. By the time she'd moved her hands around the steering wheel, you know, the corner was long gone. So Dad got her a small steering wheel, and it was like a boy racer steering wheel, but it was literally like a child's pygmy one for her. And that one looked like it was quite small, as though it would be very easy to manoeuvre. It looked lovely, but 50,000, oh dear. Oh, and Renee's iPad keyboard is not working. What iPad keyboard do you have? I'm loving the idea of the... We're talking about electric cars. Oh dear, look at the state of you. Is it warm out there? What's the matter?
I'm fine. I'm just a bit dizzy.
That's because it's warm and you've probably not had enough to drink, have you?
No.
No, why don't you have some more to drink?
That's what I'm doing.
I'm sure Lola's okay though, isn't she?
Oh, she's fine.
I thought she would be. Despite the fact it's hot and she's got a lot of fur. Mind you, she was so dinky in the night, wasn't she?
She was.
Mike just curled up with her. Oh, didn't you find a picture of somebody carrying a Sammy? And said that's what you did?
Yeah.
Oh, just too cute. You wouldn't think to carry a Sammy. They can be a bit on the big side. But Mike did lift her up. The on-screen keyboard. You've got a lot of typos. I must admit, I'm better with the on-screen keyboard on the 12.9 than the 11. It seemed, considering there's not much difference, there's enough difference to make more mistakes. But I actually like the on-screen keyboard. I have looked at cases and stuff, and I do have an external keyboard, but it's very much an external keyboard that you would stand the iPad in rather than attach it case-wise. So I don't do that. Oh, Tracy says there's an accelerator and there's a brake, but you don't need to use it. You just ease off the accelerator and it starts braking immediately. It's going to be a whole different business, isn't it, when it comes to passing a test? I think we already have two different ones, don't we? One for automatics and one for manual. Most people here, I want to say, would... I thought... Well, my dad had never had an automatic. He did have one with a weird gear stick. It was a Ford Zephyr. And instead of having like a stick shift that was to your left, this thing... It did change gears, but it was on like an indicator thing behind the steering wheel. So that meant that the car itself could have a bench seat at the front, which I loved. Thought that was great. But it wasn't automatic. And then when it came to like, were you going to learn to drive? You could go, Mum said maybe it might be an idea to learn automatic. But I thought, well, you might as well know how every car drives. So I said no. So I went the manual way, but I think you can have a license that's a restricted license that you're only allowed to drive automatics. But I wonder if it would be different now for electrics. Who knows? CQ, Deb, CQ. It generates electricity while letting go of the brakes. Good grief. There's a lot to these cars I know nothing about. Column shift. It could have been that, couldn't it? I'd have no idea what that was actually called. But it was a Ford Zephyr. Dad loved it. Had that car for years. Mum loathed it. The thing with it was so long and so low that if you went in a car park, multi-storey, you had to be so careful going up because you would scrape the bottom of the car. It was that low. I didn't travel well in it either. I was sick every 2 miles. I didn't travel well in any car, but that one in particular. Luckily, I grew out of that. Renee loves a 17-inch screen in the Tesla. Is that 17 inches? If that one is that Tracy's put in that video, I mentioned a 17-inch iMac iPad Pro. Just saying. Apple event, 7th of June. Do you think they'll wait that long before they release the iPad Pro? Because they're talking about an iPad Pro, but the iPad Pro usually releases on an 18-month schedule, and it's only 12 months since the last one. I'll admit there was nothing exciting on the last one, and hardly anybody bought it, but that's not the point. Oh, Anthony Skoda has a DSG automatic gearbox, which means you can either use it as automatic or change gears manually. Now, you see, that would be a good idea. That would be very clever. Mine's just a standard ancient car. I think it's 22 years old, something like that. It moves. That'll do me. You know, because, you know, not going out that much. We've done the what would you have missed if you hadn't been in lockdown thing, because I said I have not missed ball gowns. I said they should say one word to you, ball gowns. He's gone a funny colour. Now he's made a rude gesture. Is that what you think of ball gowns?
No, that's what I think of the people who suggested it.
I know. I need to find something that they actively dislike.
Spending money on computer kit.
Yeah, I know, but you know, if you push that, then they just think we're lock-upable, but we're not lock-upable, they're lock-upable. No, something like Kath doesn't like the dentist, and she doesn't even like to hear the word dentist. That's how I feel about ball gown shopping. So I need to find something equally abhorrent for everybody else. That's all I need. Mm. Like Dry January, where they can't drink or something like that. They're partial to a drink. Oh, Renee's got a Skoda, something I can't pronounce as well.
I've nearly done Dry March.
If you only got to make it to midnight?
Yeah.
Oh, well done, Mike. Well done. I can't believe it's April tomorrow. There's another 3 months gone. I don't know if you heard, Macron's put France, the whole of France, into a lockdown.
Oh.
National lockdown in France. Hello, baby. Say hello. No, Mummy, I'm not. I'm heading over to my mat. Yes, she is, and she's settling down as well. Good girl.
Haven't had a treat tonight.
Oh, you see, Anthony's got the hang of this, hasn't he? He says, tell them you'll go ball gown shopping with them if they come Apple product shopping with you. Mm. They're too scared for that, Anthony. I did. What happened was, you probably will remember vaguely, but, you know, there's been a lot of prime ministers under the bridge since then. Theresa May took over and decided it would be a good idea to have an election, which on reflection wasn't a good idea for her because it ended in a hung parliament. So it was June 2017. So we were at the point of like, and what had happened was the iPads had come out like a couple of days before, I think, or were due a couple of days later, you know, like on a Friday. And this was like a Wednesday or a Thursday. Thursday, I think it was. And we looked at each other and said, the price is going to go up. So we ordered 2 iMacs. Then we ordered £800 of RAM. And then on the Friday, we went out and we're in the market for a new iPad. I couldn't make my mind up between the, and at the time it was a 10.5 or a 12.9. Jane said you should get both. So we went into the Apple store. Then we had a fracas over pencils we wanted the pencils covered by the Apple Care, which meant we were in there half the night. We came out and we, you know, within 24 hours, we'd bought two iMacs, £800 worth of RAM, three iPads, two pencils and a partridge in a pear tree. Oh, yeah. I think the bill came to £13,500 in total. So, you're quite right, Anthony. It's like, I'm sat there minding my own business, never said a word. And Nina's like, I need to show you how to shop because you can't shop. So I got the Apple bill out and slapped it on the desk and said, Nina, I can shop. And she was like, oh, couldn't believe it. After that, I said to her, you know, when she said something, I'd be like, when you come Apple shopping with me and match my spend. And she was petrified. And everybody who like came anywhere near, Nina's so outgoing, isn't she, Mike? No. Effusive. And somebody would say, like, I've got a question about Apple. And Nina would be saying, oh, don't ask her. She'll have you spending £13,500. But the laugh of it was, you know, we're talking here. The people that we're talking about have got cars at £30,000 each. And they've got two of them. They've been on holidays that have cost £15,000. They think nothing when we're out at a Catenian do in spending £30 on a bottle of wine. But woe betide me if I say I bought a new iPad. What do you need another one for? Well, it's like saying, what do you need another bottle of wine for? What do you need another pair of shoes for? But they don't get it. So I'm with Anthony. I think that is a grand idea. And that will be in my armoury, Anthony. Tracy says, best friend has gone to an apartment on the Med Coast. Was permitted as she lives in a very low COVID area. An apartment is also a green region. Oh, you have different colour-coded regions. We did think of that here, but we ended up with the tiers 1 to 3 and then added 4 because it got worse. You're now wondering how she'll get home after Easter. Hmm. Oh, that's not a bad idea, though, working down there. And then wangle a vaccine dose down there too. Has she had one already? Is she after the second one? Because we know that didn't go well here, did it? With people being told they can't have the second one. Rachel's had her second one today, so she's happy. How many do we know who's had two? Not many.
My mother.
Kath, Joe. But that's only because they were at the really beginning.
Rachel.
And that's about it, isn't it?
Some Catenians, probably.
Probably. Some of us are still waiting for one, but never mind. It'll all happen. Oh, France uses colours, right. Ah, I'm with you. I am with you. On the Med Coast, right, I'm with you. I don't know whether they'll let people out. I would have imagined they would. Letting people out's not a problem. It's letting people in that's the issue. But the fact that they've had exactly the same opportunities with the vaccines and yet they're in another lockdown. It doesn't make sense. Having said that, we do have some complete idiots in this country. Let me share with you the page if I can find it. It's the front of all the papers today. All right. It's probably disappeared at the minute. It would do, wouldn't it? Right, let's try the Sky thing then. It just shows you the mentality of the average person in the UK. Not me. I'm not average. Not by a long way. Right, come on. Papers. Not seeing the papers. Oh, let me go to the other one then. There is a lovely site called Tomorrow's Papers Today. Now, what I was looking for... I'll just send you to this page. Right, look particularly at the Daily Mail and the Daily Express. It's just... horrific. 48 hours into the lockdown easing and crowds flock to the beach and parks on the warmest day in March for 53 years. Hancock warns don't blow it now. But when you look at the beach on the front of the Daily Express, there's not much social distancing going on there. Then on the Daily Mail, it says some people are in the park, they think it's all over. And again, the parks are absolutely jam-packed. What is wrong with these people? Because you can tell by the age of them that they're not socially distancing, they're not wearing masks, and they've not had their jabs. We'll be back in lockdown before you know it. Not that we actually have officially left it yet, but you get the idea. And there was another one that I saw on one of the papers. Have they taken that off? They have. One of the papers at midnight, they probably changed it, had the front cover, and people had gone to the beach and the park and stuff and left it strewn with rubbish all over the place. It's just disgusting. You know, a bit of sun and that's it. They're just not human anymore. So, yeah. When we talk about it being out there rather than being in your house, yeah, being out there, not all it could be. Let's put it like that. Hello, Kim. Happy backup day indeed. That photo in the mail, that's me doing my backup. It's a long story. Anthony says, showed all the rubbish that people had left behind in Sheffield, Nottingham and Leeds. Oh, for crying out loud, Tracy. Really? Tons of French youth partying in Madrid. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. Honestly, there are no words. You've got to think about other people. You know, there will be elderly people who will never leave the house again. They'll see these papers because they'll probably take the express and the mail. And they'll never leave their homes again. I'm not surprised. Literally, if you're out there, you're an idiot. Unless you actually... I mean, when I say an idiot, if you're doing a job, great. But you're not doing a job if you're sat on a beach. The one on the front of the Star makes me laugh. Shiny ball of fire spotted in the sky. You see, Britons don't see the sun often. That's why they go crackers. They really are absolutely barking mad, some of them. But one paper actually did have all the rubbish that had just been left behind that people didn't clear up after themselves. This happened last time. This is like last July all over again. People will never learn. These people that are on the beach, because you've got to wonder, you know, you're on the beach, it's a working day. Why aren't you working? They'll probably tell work they're working from home. Oh, I do hope some of them get caught off the front of the paper. Go and clean up in a hospital and then see how you feel about it. But that's just me. So yes, Kim, I did back up. It's a long, hideously complicated story involving a 2012 MacBook Air. That's the only machine that will make these drives back up. So this machine needs to be in some kind of like on respite care. It's that old, 9 years old, and it's still the only one that'll do it. On Look North, it probably will be on the local thing. I've got Sky on at the moment. We've got wall-to-wall coverage of the George Floyd thing. There are no words for that one, are there? I wonder what'll happen this time. It reminds me of that other one in, was it the late 80s? Rodney King, and then it all kicked off. I remember that because it featured later on in LA Law. Stuart Markovitz got hurt in the supposed riots and wasn't the same for weeks and weeks and weeks. So I don't know why we're taking wall-to-wall coverage of it, but we are. That's all that's on. Our CDC director says she feels impending doom with COVID. Oh, that's not good. You got the doc. Excellent. So he turned up in the end. You should be able to charge him, because that's what happens here. If you have an appointment with a doctor or dentist and you don't cancel within 48 hours or you're late, you have to pay them for the time wasted. So this could be quite lucrative, Kim. Make him pay you for the time. So the Madrid people can't leave their country, but the French can fly in. I don't understand it, Tracy. I don't. Does the lockdown in France... Well, yeah, I guess people can leave, can't they? But if they leave, maybe they have to wait a month before they can go back. Some of them would quite enjoy that, though. Well, can't Spain kind of say you're not welcome? Shut the borders. Kim had some Korean patient that lost their store in the riots and they moved to Seattle to start their lives over. So sad. There are no words. People just have no respect for other people. It's all about, you hear a phrase a lot these days, the right to protest. And I'm thinking, A peaceful protest is one thing, but you are putting people at risk. You are putting the police at risk who are policing these marches and things, and they have to be there. I mean, if the police said, well, we're not coming, and then there's problems, you know, that wouldn't be right either. So maybe just have, now is not the time, maybe. Let's just say that, now is not the time. Or do an online vigil or something like that. The police must be heartily fed up of people, because I would be if I was doing their job. Heartily fed up of people. As of Saturday, the French can go no further than 10 kilometres from their house. Well, on the upside, the channel's wider than 10 kilometres, so we should be fairly safe of any escaping from France. Just chaotic. There's no reason to protest with violence or at night, in my opinion. I agree, Kim. I mean, we had in Manchester 3 protests, you know, and it's not 2 is the most I've seen on the same day. Mum used to go mad years ago because she was working 5 days a week and the shops were shut on a Sunday. So Saturday was the only day she could go out into the centre of Manchester for specialist shops like sewing stuff and material and things like that. And honestly, out of the 52 weeks in a year, you could guarantee at least 25% of them, there's this protest in the centre of Manchester, or the St. Patrick's Day celebrations are in the centre of Manchester. And then the shops wonder why people won't go to the centre of Manchester for a shop. Because you can't get in or out. Many years ago, you used to be able to drive in and drive into a car park. Although they still have car parks, actually finding a car park and navigating your way to it is tricky, because so much of it is pedestrianised, which sounds great for the pedestrians, but then are they pedestrianising it for the pedestrians, or are they pedestrianising it to keep cars out of the way so these protests can carry on? But 3 on the same day, taking 3 different routes through the centre of Manchester, is just a farce, and that's in broad daylight. We don't have too many here at night. I don't know whether the police can stop that and have chosen to. I honestly don't know. But it would make sense. Oh, here we go. One from Alex. How Platfields Park looks.
I saw that.
Probably a dump, isn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, dear. Before. Let's have a look. Oh, you see what I mean? I mean, people have got to clear that up from other people. And they don't know. Well, you wouldn't want to touch it, would you? Because of COVID. It's disgusting. Look at that next to the bin. Now, I will admit, you know, the bin, not emptied. But there's bags and bags of it. Oh, unbelievable. Oh, I'm ashamed. I really am. This is why I'm not going out. Want a picnic? Have one in the garden and be done with it. Kim has it on a calendar not to go to Seattle on May the 1st every year. They protest every year, and every year they have riots. Are they protesting about something in particular, or is this just like an annual protest of protest, Kim? It's just crazy. Plantfields isn't far from here, is it?
It's not.
Fallowfield?
Yeah.
Probably about...
Yeah, city as well. Yeah. This is old ground.
It's very close to young Johnny. I'm sure young Johnny was not involved in all of that. Oh, do you know what I think is so funny? Second picture, Mike, have a look at it. What can you spot in the second picture that's hysterical, apart from the little Barbie at the bottom? The big box of Corona Extra on the right-hand side.
Cool. Somebody, deliberate.
I think that
photo op.
Yep, I think that was let's bring some of this along.
Or product placement.
Kick COVID's backside's probably what they're thinking, but to leave anywhere in that state. And that poor woman who's trying to tidy it up has got nothing but a pair of gloves on. Oh, tie your hair back. Oh, no, it might touch it. Unbelievable. It's probably like that in every part you look at. But, you know, what they will say is, if you look at the one, the second picture, the one I'm talking about with the Corona box on it, the bins are full. Where are they supposed to put the rubbish? So really, couldn't the council have anticipated this? Because we all could. Oh, have you seen that story next to it as well? Now you see you're getting me sidetracked. Axemen rip cash machine from the Co-op wall in Manchester city centre. That was like the one up the road where they pulled it out the wall. Remember that from the week at Mount Pius headquarters? We were going to church and it was like, why is that wall been, oh my God. And they'd ripped it out. Ripped it out totally. Oh, dear, dear me. Sainsbury's follow Aldi and introduce a ban in every single supermarket. I wonder what that's all about. Banning them from what? Everybody? Plastic straws. You see, you can't put... That's a clickbait headline, isn't it? Banning something. And then it turns out to be plastic straws. Wait, what you're thinking is people. You're banning people. I apologise for my fellow countrymen with those pictures. It's just disgusting. And as you go down, you know, people have left cushions behind. How absolutely off their face must they have been to leave that behind? You'll probably find clothes in there as well. They should just close the parks and be done with it.
Or frozen chicken.
You see, we have a higher class of rubbish here. And the dog's thinking, can we take this home and cook it, Dad? No, Lola, we can't. Oh. General protests, every group you can imagine. What is wrong with people? I don't know. Maybe that's their idea of entertainment. I really don't know. Who's seen this thing doing the rounds with a shoe? Let me get hold of it. I think I saved it. All right, there we go. There's a thing doing the rounds with a shoe. It looks like a training shoe. So it's a laced-up training shoe. And half the people looking at it see one colour and half see another colour. I've got the picky. I'll put the picky up. You tell me what colour you see. So let's get the old cloud thing going. And get that up there. I won't tell you what Mike and I see, but Mike and I do see the same thing. Which is going at some, because usually we don't. Right, there we go. What colour do you see? And as it says in at the top of it, let me get that open so I can actually see it. It's all to do with which side you are, left or right brain dominant. So it could be pink and white or grey and green. What do you see? Yes, it's like Yanny and Laurel. Only this is visual. So it's more like the dress. Do you remember the... I think it was blue, black and gold or something, the dress. And the internet nearly melted down. Some people are seeing a mixture of all four colours. Grey and green, turquoise. Yeah, that's what I'm seeing. And Mike, grey and green. Like a mint green, a pale green, but grey and green. Which means, apparently, we're left brain dominant. Which means mathematical, organisational. So I thought, well, yes, pretty much, yes. we're all the same. We're all tech heads. I don't know anybody who's seen the pink. But I started trying to squint at it and then like look away and look back. And no, it's mint green and grey and it's staying mint green and grey. It is not white and pink. No matter which way I squint at it or anything else, it's not white and pink. Maybe it's just us. Other people have come on and said, oh, it's white and pink, isn't it? Obviously. How could you possibly think that was green? And I'm like, because it's green. Now, the Yanny and Laurel thing was really bizarre. That was where it was a spoken word. Sometimes I heard Yanny and sometimes I heard Laurel. It depended. Mike was, whichever one Mike heard, it was the same all the time. But mine did change. But this shoe, no. It's mint green and grey, and it's staying that way. Oh, Tony, Mrs. Tony said white and pink. Excellent. Well, in that case, you are right brain dominant, which is all like design and inspirational things. Not me. Yanny and Laurel were looking good here both. It depended. And it was like, okay, I'm going to press play. And I had to like purge my mind because if I had like, it's going to be Yanny, then it might be. So I'm like, I'll just press play on this. It's Yanny today. And then other times it wasn't. It was Laurel. But this, no. I even tried it with glasses, without glasses, or blurred, you name it. But no, it's still mint green. I would love to see pink, but I'm not. I don't know, Kim, because I can't see the pink. So maybe Mrs. Tony could tell us what bit's pink and what bit's white. I'd be interested if the shoe was pink. for a particular reason. I assumed, maybe wrongly, that it was the laces that's pink, but I don't know. So luckily we have Mrs. Tony, who's the only one that's seeing the pink. Let us know. That would be most useful for those of us who can't see the pink at all. Wouldn't it be fascinating if this was like two copies of that image next to itself, where this is the pink and white and this is the mint and grey, and you're trying to buy them and you're thinking, that's not pink, it's mint and grey. That is totally fascinating. But I would love to know, because at the front where the where your toes would be, just in front of the stitches, I see a tinge of pink. But it is literally, you'd look at it and you say, no, it's grey. But if you actually squint at it, and you are, there you see, pink is the shoe. Well, at the front of it, I can see a smidgen of pink, but only ever so slightly. You know, it's unmistakably mint green and grey to me. So for Mrs. Tony, although Tony can probably tell her that, the laces are mint green and the flash is mint green, but the shoe's grey. Just don't try and buy this, because something totally different. I wonder if you saw it in real life, if you would see it as pink and white, if it was indeed pink and white. Because what they're not telling you with this image, they're saying some people see pink and white and some see mint and grey, but they're not telling you what colour it actually was. So is it some kind of manipulated image, or is this originally a particular colour? Because looking at it would make sense to be pink and white, because the grey and green, not good. If you were buying it and wearing it, the grey's a bit, And I wish I could see pink, but I can't. I see Kim's with me. There is a slight tinge of pink, isn't there, at the bottom? But it's so slight, it could even be like a pale purple. It's definitely not like a powder pink, like Mrs. Tony's seeing it. Tony says she's not having it. She thinks I'm the one that's wrong. Nothing new there. Honestly, the rest of us are seeing grey and green. I don't know why. I would love to, like, you know, like, open your eyes in the morning and have that pinned above you. And is it pink then? Because it's not pink at any point for me. Only this little tinge of pink on the toe bit, the toe cover bit. But no, it's mint. We really should dig out the old Janny and Laurel thing, shouldn't we? We should definitely dig that out. Anthony assures us that Adobe Capture says it's green and white. Does it actually say green and white? Get the tech to confirm. I wonder. In that case, then maybe we're all right, and Mrs. Tony's just amazingly in the design department, that you are artistic and you see something different. I don't know. I honestly would have thought it was pink rather than that, because I don't know anyone who'd buy that shoe in grey. Not with the green. It doesn't look great. But who knows? Who knows? It is just like the dress. Let me find the dress. It was definitely black and blue and gold and white, wasn't it? This was a good few years ago, wasn't it? There it is, I think. Is it that one? Yeah, it was either like a cream colour and gold, or black and blue. I'm not sure in here. Oh, I need the original. The blue dress. Oh, right, let's try and find it that way. All I'm seeing is the actual dress alongside another dress. So I don't know how you're supposed to... Is it black and blue or white and gold? Right. I think it's that one. So let me drag that one and you tell me what you guys see. All right, let's try that. We could get the eyedropper, but don't forget that the colour that it would be the same for everyone. It's not going to change based on the fact that Mrs. Tony thinks it's pink. It's going to have a value. It's how your eye interprets that value. I mean, that dress that I'm looking at, it says, is it black and blue or is it gold and white? You tell me what you're seeing, because I know what I'm seeing on that one. That stemmed from somebody who took a photo of it and sent it to a friend. And the friend said something like, you know, why on earth would you have? And then mentioned a colour. And the girl's like, well, what are you talking about? It's not that colour. Gold and white. Mine's gold and white as well. I can see that there is a tinge of blue. But again, it's unmistakably white and gold, isn't it? I don't know what that means. I have no idea. What do you see, Mike? Probably the same. In fact, what would be fascinating is, what does Mrs. Tony see? Right, let's get the link from Anthony. I still say it would be the same colour, though, wouldn't it? It's just how we're looking at it. Kim can see blue too. I can see a tinge of blue, but it's certainly not a dark blue. What that is supposed to look like in blue, I would say, looking at this one. Come on, load it in.
Actually, gold and white.
Right, I'm going to put... Oh, no, that's a web P, crying out loud. We definitely don't want a web P. Right, I'll take this one. This could explain a lot, Kim. This image that I'm about to put up. Let's put that one up. Right. Right, there's that one. I'm actually seeing the middle one of those. So it's not a bright white and gold, and it's not a deep blue and a black. I'm seeing the middle one of those. So I don't know what that means. Black and blue for Anthony. Mm-hmm. I don't know what that means, whether we're like right or left-brained, or whether we're just losing our mind. Losing our collective mind, I don't know. Right, where on earth's that gone? Why are you on another screen? Right, let's have a look at the Dropbox one from Anthony. Right. Well, if we've got Mrs. Tony at the moment. Are the colours that are in that hover over there, are they pink? And what colour is the shoe in that one from Anthony? That's a good one, that. Liking that. I think it's just your interpretation of it. But isn't it amazing? Here we are trying to get colours exactly spot on for things. And before you know it, you've got things like that going on. Playing with your mind. Kim sees the middle one as well. We're bang on. But we do have Anthony, who's seen black and blue on that second dress one. We're going to have to play Yanny and Laurel tomorrow, you know. Just for fun. Just for giggles. Is he me, Mike, or is it very, very warm in here?
It's very, very warm.
It's getting warmer by the second as well.
I feel a bit better now.
That's because you were silly and went out with the dog in the heat playing, which was very, very silly.
It was.
Right, well, I'm heading off. I've got emails to put together ready for Friday. And hopefully find something to eat. And clear the desk so I can see the desk again by getting rid of all these backup drives. Something's going to have to give with the backup drives. I'm not sure what. But we'll find out, hopefully, for Friday. So for the moment, I'm going to say good night from me.
And good night from me.
And we will both see you next time. Stay safe, guys.